Okay, you can also do a reversal condition. And here, a reversal refers to you are going to switch treatment. Okay, so it's like a withdrawal in that you're doing treatment one and you're not going to do treatment one anymore, but this time you're going to do a different treatment. Or you're going to measure one behavior during the treatment and then switch to another behavior. Okay? Or you might treat one thing and then treat something else. So it's very common in phenology types of things where they'll treat R for 4 or 5 sessions and then they'll go in and withdraw and then treat S for 4 or 5 sessions and see if R gets better. So they'll be measuring S to see if anything's happening to S while it's treating R, and then they'll treat R, then they'll treat the S and see if R gets better. Okay, and they'll have another person that starts with S and goes to R. Okay, so it's reversal. So you're doing two things and seeing how the behaviors intertwine with one another. Reinstatement, this is a very powerful technique because this helps rule out the effects of history, meaning that, you know, just the life events, things that go on in life, experiences that you have, that's history. Maturation, on the other hand, has to do with developmental change. Okay, so if you're doing something for a long period of time, which you often do in a single subject design, you know, a month or more is a long period of time in research, you can have multiple reinstatements. So you can do something for a month, withdraw it for a month, do it again for a month, withdraw it for a month. Okay? So what you're trying to do is to control extraneous variables, because you treat, you measure some things, and you keep measuring when the treatment's withdrawn, and so therefore you can see if the effect is truly real.